בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב, חודש טוב, השתבח שמו, יום ראשון בשבת קודש, בית ממרחשוון, ערב ההילולה. We are on the bottom of page קוף א', ונשמח ונעלוז בדברי תלמוד תורתך. What a way to start the week. On Torah Sundays. בוודאי. Pack it in Sundays.
Over Sugya Sundays.
Slamming Sugya Sundays. Now, says the Or Letzion, V'no'a metikut ha-Torah ko gadol ad she'afilu b'mkom tza'ar ha-gadol b'yotel namrot ha-kol yitromem v'yismach b'dibir Torah. Thank you. The pure, it's important. The pure joy of Torah is such that even when a person is enveloped by the worst sarot in the world, bar minan, the joy of Torah has the power to overpower the biggest tzar. That's how great the Torah is. And that's not just like fluffy things. That has precedent. Look at people. Look at Gedolei Olam throughout. People think that Gedolei Olam, they made it big because, you know, their lives were smooth sailing. You know what I'm saying? They became Gedolei Olam by sitting at the beach, sipping, the pina coladas and whatever, and then you're an overnight gedol ador. No, they became gedol ador by going through terrible tzarot and using the Torah to help them be mitromem above it. Nobody becomes a gadol by sitting at the beach. Nobody becomes a gadol ba Torah and ba avodat Hashem without tzarot. Remember that. If you don't have tzarot, good for you, but you'll never become a gadol. Because you have to be able to use the Torah to be mitromem above the nisyonot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo alenu. He shouldn't give us. Al tibienu lidei chet, ve lo lidei avon, ve lo lidei nisayon. That's fine. But eventually, if and when it does come, we have to use the Torah to help us rise above it. Verstehst? Ze davar gadol.
What do you mean?
No pain, no gain.
Like, can you just learn all day and come out like that?
Baruch Ata Adonai Melech HaOlam She'akonim Dvaro. That you need the, you know, there needs to be some, just like by building muscle, that there needs to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Resistance. You know what I'm saying? Why can't I just, you know, just hang out in the gym and just, you know, go through the motions and be like, yeah, and come out ripped without, you know, putting in the sweat, without putting in the, you know, that when a person first starts working out, I took like about like a 2 week break after during Sukkot and whatever, because I was busy with the season. And then I got back on the treadmill and calisthenics, whatever, my whole body hurt, my chest, my stomach. I was walking around like a, you know, like a, I don't know what, a banana potato. I'm not sure because, you know what I'm saying? You know that pain? And that stays with you like, oh. And then you try to do the exercise and you're Charlie horsed here, vizikoiv, vizikoiv. Right? What does that mean? When it hurts, that means something's working. When you build muscle, you know what building muscle means? You have to tear it first. You have to tear the muscle. And then when it regenerates, it comes back bigger. And then you add, you know, the protein and the zachin and the shakes and the, you know, kol ze. Aval ma? You got to put it. Lahavdil elef hafavdanot, yeah. Sometimes the limud itself is tza'an. You know that. The limud itself. So, you know, many acharonim discuss this, that there's tza'ar in the limud itself. It's hard to understand. It's hard to review. In the beginning, a person may not be as in love with it. It's difficult to sit in one place for extended amounts of time. I don't necessarily want to be here. I'd rather be doing other things. Kol ze bichlan tza'ar. Okay, for now. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, a person. We're all tested. We all have it. You know what I'm saying? And if it's not now, it's late. Gam ze tza'ar. And he says, "Kach yesh lilmod me'amurah Rabbi Yohanan, she'em enachem avenim im aitzim katan shel bino asiri, שנפטר בחייו לא עלינו. והיה מראהו לאבל ואומר, דין גרמה דעשירה אביר. רבי יוחנן, correct? Yeah, but the first place in Shas's Brachot of Hey, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 sons, one after another. And from his last son, he left an etzim that was smaller than the Saura, so you shouldn't be Nitman, you would go and be Menachem Avinim like that. Look at his Tza'a, one after another, Bar Minan, to lose 10 sons. And what? He didn't lose it. He used that to be Mitromim, to be Menachem Avinim. Umeidach Mesupar Alav. שכאשר נפטר החברותה שלו, ריש לקיש, בכה ללא הרף, והיה אומר, איך את בן לקישה, וחכמי ישראל הוא בגודל צערות שנחלה, ביקשו עליו רחמים ונח נפשי, עין שם. The Gemara says, that while he was able to handle the death of his ten sons, he was not able to handle the death of his חברוסה, ריש לקיש. And to a certain extent, יצא מדעתו, and the חכמים, חכמי ישראל, had to pray for him, to pass away. The poskim derived from here, by the way, are you allowed to daven for somebody to die? So it depends on the amount of the tzar. You're allowed to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, terapeu refuah shlema. And if you already were gozer, that he should not have a refuah shlema, and the tzar is so much, please put him out of his misery and take him. You're allowed to daven like that. Understand? That's how much... It was already becoming a chilul Hashem also. Gdol ador, in Yiddish there's word tzugepast. It wasn't tzugepast for Gadol B'Yisrael, so the Chachamim prayed for him to pass away, v'kach haya. Why not? Give let HaKadosh Baruch Hu do what's yashar be'ainav. You know what I'm saying? Now. V'apele, she'afilu b'ftirat banav lo higia lidei kach, רק בפטירת החברותה. That's how he was able to use the Torah as a, you know, as a comfort after, can you imagine, there's people who lose, בר מינן, לא עלינו ולא עליכם, a person who loses a child, sometimes is inconsolable, and they lose it. And Rabbi Yochanan lost 10, I don't want to say it was fine, but he used it to help him comfort other people who lost children. And then when he lost his חברות, so he couldn't. It's a big deal. ורואים מכאן שאומנם לב האדם קרוב מאוד לבניו, עד כדי כך שמי שקובר בניו וחייו מוכלים לו על כל אבונותיו. The Gemara says over there, that if a person buries his children בר מינן, it's מחילת אבונות. It's such a צער, a person is זוכה תכפרת אבונות as a result. בכל זאת, מי שמחו שקוע בלימוד התורה, יכול להתגבר על הצער הגדול הזה, ולכן כל זמן שהיה ריש לקיש חי, צלל רבי יוחנן עמו בים החוכמה. As long as ריש לקיש... By the way, what else was their relationship besides for Chavrusas? They're brothers-in-law. Yeah, yeah. Rish Lakish married Rabbi Yochanan's sister. Anyway, when Rabbi Yochanan, when Rish Lakish was alive, he found solace in their limud. Uchvar, aval berega sheniftar chavruta, uchvar nivtzar mimenu lilmod be'ayun kedarko. Yeah, they tried to bring him. Who did they? The Gemara says, who did they try to bring him after Rabbi Yochanan, after Rish Lakish passed away? Rabbi Elazar, his talmid. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Lo, that's not my chavrusa." He was talmid, his prize talmid, but he says that's not my chavrusa. Chazar elav atzar anona shel p'tirat banav. Did you just hear what he said? When Rish Lakish passed away, he wasn't just hit with the passing, with the tzar of the passing of Rish Lakish. He was hit now with the combined tzar of the death of all 10 children. It hit him like a ton of bricks. מספרים על גאון מווילנה זצ"ל, שכשהודיעו לו על בנו שחלה, שמע והמשיך מיד בתלמודו ושקע בלימודו, בלימוד עד ששכח לגמרי. They told the Gaon that his son was sick. As soon as he started learning, he forgot about it. כשסיים וצעד לכיוון המקווה, והתחיל לפשוט בגדיו, והיה מוכרח להסיח דעתו מהלימוד משום שאסור לערב שם דברי תורה, באותו רגע שהפסיק נזכר תקף בבנו החולה, חזר ולבש בגדיו ויצא לדרוש בשלומו. After learning, the Gaon went to dip in the mikveh, and because of the halakha, he would have continued to think in Torah, besides for the halakha, that forbids you from thinking Torah in the Beit HaMerchatz. So he stopped thinking in Torah in the Beit HaMerchatz, in the mikveh, and then the second he stopped thinking of Torah, he remembered about his son not feeling well. He got dressed again, and he went to go check on his son. Shamata Maor. And he says, בתקופת ימי מלחמת ששת הימים, הייתי במקלט עם ידידי הגאון רבי עבודיה יוסף. Eh, first time I see him quoting him in Or Lezion Chochma Musar. By the Six-Day War, in 1967, they were in a bomb shelter, Chamen Tzion and Maran Zichron Lebracha. הציבור היה קורא תהילים ודרוך אחר הנעשה ונשמע בעיר הקודש, והרב למד כדרכו. He says, everybody else, they were listening to radios, whatever, they're reading תהילים just to see what's going on in Yerushalayim. You know, they're getting bombed by the Jordanian legions, whatever. מרן זכרונו לברכה, classic. לומד. Bombs, not bombs. לומד. מחזה זה עורר בי התפעלות גדולה. איך אפשר ללמוד תורה בכל עת ובכל זמן? חמן ציון says he got so much inspiration from that מעשה. There's a story told over about the Brisker Rav. In 1967, when Yerushalayim was being bombed, so everybody was running to Miklat, and the Brisker Rav was in his bedroom learning. And they kept on nudging him, come, we have to go, we have to go to the Miklat, we have to go, we have to go. He was like, he kept on like shooing them away. And then, finally, when it was getting like it was like falling on the house, one of his kids grabbed him, one of his kids or Talmidim, they grabbed the Brisker Rav, and they pulled him away from his bed to go to the Miklat. And the second he pulled him away, a bomb fell, or the ceiling collapsed right where the Brisker Rav was sitting a moment ago. So everybody was like, oh, nice, nice. Yeah, right? Big. And the Brisker Rav got upset. The Brisker Rav got upset at his son or his Talmid. He says, you know, if you wouldn't have pulled me away from learning, the ceiling wouldn't have caved in. Why'd you pull me away? For some people, wow, nice, right? As Gaha Pratit, the Brisker Rav was a takif. Said, why did you pull me away? The Torah guarantees protection. You pulled me away. That's why we got bombed. I sakanat nefashot. I, right? Sakanat nefashot, pikuach nefesh. Yeah? Talmud Torah is greater than pikuach nefesh. Shamata? Huh? What? נכון? That's it. He did it. That was the Brisker Rav's amaisa. Okie dokie, people. Yom tov. Shavua tov.